Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, what is it, Hawaii 5-0? That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Long time since I've seen that show.
Adventures.
Jack Lord. Well, that's good about the original show. Bookham Dano. Oh, you're too young. But how about the Ken Starr investigation versus the Robert Mueller investigation? Jeff Diggins joins me from Media Research Center. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Are you old enough to remember the Ken Starr investigation?
Yes, I was covering it at the time.
You were what?
Covering it.
Oh, wow, geez. Well, I remember because it started with Whitewater, which was a real estate thing, and then it turned
into
Monica and Linda Tripp and all those jokes I did in my comedy act. It was great for a long time. But because I used to say, how would you like to be the FBI agent, put a wire on Linda Tripp? Anyway, that was beside the point. But, you know, it just kind of evolved. Are we going to have the same thing here?
Well, you know, we just wanted to point out the double standard and the contrast that, you know, when the Ken Starr investigation first started, like, sorry, it was just about the real estate deal, land deal. Like, you had members of the media, the liberal media, coming out and saying this is McCarthyism, Salem witch trial. And we're saying, like, it's the same, but in this situation with Russia, where there's still, there might be some smoke, but there's no fire. There's certainly not anything on the level.
Well, I know, but in the beginning
the Whitewater deal,
was
and
there
only saying, and they're you know they're defending Mueller and which is fine, but again, there's the double standard is
well,
interference for Bill Clinton.
Did they have a crime in Whitewater in the beginning? I remember James McDougal and Susan McDougal and all that stuff, but, I mean, did we know then there was a crime? Because we didn't do any charges on the real estate. It was all about Monica.
No, and it expanded. But the point is that I think you could say that there was more evidence there than it was here with this, but either way, they're not running interference for Donald Trump, but they ran interference for Bill Clinton. Two special prosecutors, two different reactions in the media.
What am I seeing today with all this stuff about the DNC IT guy fleeing the country, and there was something else about hacked emails linking the media with the DNC on going over stuff? I mean, is that a new development that we should care about, or is that just on conservative blogs?
The hacked email for the DNC is connecting and talking to the media has been around for.
No, there were new ones. There was a new dump. It was like 8,000. I saw it on a number of different sites, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Anyway, but you're talking about the coverage. Now, I called it impeachment, full Nixon Watergate impeachment mode on the coverage, but then the president goes in and feeds the beast with the tweets. I mean, as long as he feeds the beast, that's what's going to happen, don't you think?
Well, yes, the president, you know, he clearly likes poking the bear.
Yes.
I mean, that's absolutely true, with the bear being the liberal media. But they fall for it a lot. I mean, it is fascinating to watch, as somebody that's watching how the liberal media has treated Republicans in the past that have kind of backed off. He doesn't back off. He goes right at him.
Oh, Trump, yeah. And also this new Moochie guy, which, you know, my sister and aunts call him the Mooch or Moochie or whatever, but I saw him go at it with Chris Cuomo this morning, and man, they had a ball. It was like a couple of old New Yorkers from Queens going at it.
Right.
I'm there again.
It's a different
style.
Trump's bringing his New York people over and getting them more prior roles.
Hey, forget about it. Well, you know, I have to say that this whole thing with Sessions, I mean, just, you know, how can you say, Scaramucci says, well, it's just his style, it's the way he communicates, and all that. And, you know, how much of it is just the press is shocked? People are shocked by the way he handles things like that.
Oh, it absolutely is. I think I heard you talking about it. It's how you run a business versus how you handle a political positions and job. And this certainly is a difference. But I think the people that voted for Trump, they wanted to bring that businessman into the White House. And it was going to be some shocks there. But I think that's what they partially what they voted for.
Well, I think Trump is trying to manipulate the media, and apparently doing that with Sessions, because Sessions did this announcement about the FBI probe into some stuff with the DNC, right? So he's trying to guide him, but, it just, people don't do that. Usually you call the person on the phone, or you'll say, can I talk to you? I mean, Trump doesn't talk to him in person. He just goes after him on Twitter.
Yes, it's a bit of a culture shock, I think, especially for the liberal media and just people inside Washington.
Well, conservative media were blasting Trump over the Sessions thing.
Right, because Jeff Sessions has been a loyal conservative, and so they feel the need, of course, to stand up for the guy. But I just think it's funny, especially in terms of the liberal media, how they have a new strange respect for Jeff Sessions, who just like a month ago they were calling him the NRA.
Jefferson Davis. Oh, I know. I've heard all the comments. Yeah. I mean, it's like he was leading the prayers at the Klan meetings, a month ago.
Right.
He was there at Appomattox saying, hell no. And all of a sudden, he's this darling. Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you think the media, of course, you haven't probably been covering this, but this transgender thing, I'm getting some pushback on this big time, and I must say, I've got transgender callers. But, Trump does that. I mean, are we going to see a real firestorm on that, do you think?
I think that's of course, that gets back to, pointed out, the unions and the gay lobby are sort of the top donors to the Democratic Party. So they, and of course they're going to be big on that. I always just think if you watch the liberal media, there certainly is. I think there's someone in CNN.
You could be transgender and be a conservative. I mean, I think isn't Caitlyn Jenner a Republican?
Yeah, no. I think the question with the military is the question they brought up with.
Right. Well,
either a distraction in the middle of serving, and I'm sure they can. But yeah, the media is going to have. They're not going to present both sides. So which side you agree with?
The other side would be what, military leaders who say it's a distraction, that it distracts the order of command and so forth. I'm sure that's...
Or just having class, taking, PowerPoints on it and classes on it. And it's just, it's the question, is that the best use of people's time when they could be out training? So
I just found it kind of a surprising issue to come into the conversation in the midst of all this other stuff, I mean, how many people in the military are going to be transgendered?
That's an argument either side can make. It's like, what percentage? That's not a great percentage.
You're talking about poking the bear. I mean, you got a lot of libertarians and people who voted for Trump who are,
right,
libertarian and don't want to discriminate against anybody and that kind of thing. So, I know, but to me, he's already got the base. He should call you people at MRC and get his marching orders. Probably is what he should do.
Well, he is definitely his own man, and so he will do things his own way. So, it's fascinating to watch it just to see how the liberal media reacts to him, because they're used to getting their own way. They're not used to Republicans pushing back. So they're used to sort of like it is fascinating to watch.
Well, I like it when, again, you say liberal media. I think you mean mainstream, like networks and CNN, MSNBC, because we do have a very distinct conservative media, Fox, talk radio, various newspapers and magazines, which, 40 years ago, we just had the National Review and William Buckley on Sunday. So things have kind of grown. But isn't that so? You're worried. It sounds to me like CBS, ABC, NBC news are still reaching a lot of people.
Well, they're still the most highly rated programs. I mean, you know, everyone thinks like, well, Fox News is just doing as dominant for a long time in the cable news ratings, but still the ABC, Good Morning America, or the World News Tonight, they're going to have higher ratings than your most highest rated Fox News show in the prime time. So
yeah, they
still have the most eyeballs.
Well, and the hardcores are going to watch cable, you know, but so the non-committed are the ones you're probably worried about. I mean, the great unwashed, right? The non-sophisticated, the uninformed.
Well,
so to speak.
With the phrase low information, better. Yeah.
Low information, that's what it is. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Boy, it's hell to be a geek when I was a kid watching C-SPAN. It's just a terrible thing. I don't think I've watched a network newscast in 20 years, Jeff. I mean, I don't think I have. You know, ABC.
Well, it's because you probably got sick of the way they were presenting the news.
It wasn't that. It's just New York Times headlines, and, you know, there are ways to get more information. That's what it is.
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely changed the dynamic, how people are getting the news. But it's interesting, even when people say, well, I get my news from social media, or I get my news from Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the times they're seeing are NBC News or NBC News sources.
Oh,
so the friends might be sending them stuff, but the source is NBC News.
Well, I miss Walter Cronkite and David Brinkley and all that. That's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But Jeff Dickens, we appreciate it. MRC knows at newsbusters.org.
Newsbusters.org.
All right, my best to Tim Graham from Viroqua. All right, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Take care. We got Stu Sweeney, who's the healthiest human being I've ever met. Coming up, there's the phone. Mitch Hanks on MadisonTalks.com.
Two Bridges was one of the toughest neighborhoods in New York, especially in the Al Smith projects. It was a no man's land with no rules. On Christmas Eve 1951, Mac Pastamadeo vanished without a trace while walking home with his little boy Angelo. Now 13, Angelo is a gang member and the only witness to the brutal murder of an undercover cop who holds a clue to Mac's disappearance 6 years ago. Stalked by killers, Angelo becomes part of an unlikely alliance of a priest, a mob boss, and a police detective in order to uncover the truth behind the murder and Mac's disappearance. Weepers by Nick Chiarkis.
For nearly two decades, Troy Research has been measuring attitudes and opinions for our clients worldwide. Success is determined by your customers. What do they know that you don't? Ask them. For Sony Motion Pictures, the Green Bay Packers, the Wisconsin Historical Society, Troy Research has asked questions that made decision makers wiser and more successful. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research, 271-8884. Or email jlittle@troyresearch.com. Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
In real estate, you want to work with Tim Rayl.
Tim Rayl knew everything about the area. He knew the schools. He knew what the market was doing and what it trended as far as exactly where we should go in as far as the price to put an offer on and what we should ask for our old house.
Let's get ink on paper today with Realtor Tim Rayl of Coldwell Banker Success, 698-7653.
I would definitely recommend Tim Rayl to anyone that was buying or selling a house. We had a great experience, and I think they would too.
Tim Rayl, 698-7653.
Need a comedian or MC for your private party or corporate event? Don't be shy. I can do it without telling any dirty jokes. In fact, when I'm not doing my Frank Sinatra tribute show, I've done stand-up at the comedy club and at private events for years. Whether it's a large convention or private gathering in your living room, I've done it. We all need to laugh more. The world can be even more stressful than it is. There's no business like show business, and I usually find those of you who have the best jokes about your coworkers at the company dinner. So feel free to contact me at 347-0374.
That's 347-0374. Email at info@madisontalks.com. That's info@madisontalks.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
He's the healthiest human being I've ever met. Stu Sweeney, Laguna Beach, California. I met him years ago as he was presenting an alkaline water demonstration. That's right, alkaline, alkaline, whatever the case is. Hello, Stu.
Mitch, how you doing?
Now, I'm good. Do you call it alkaline or alkaline?
I call it alkaline.
Alkaline, yeah. Well, I mean,
alkaline ionized water.
Ionized water. Well,
it's real important, the ionized, because there's different versions of alkaline water. I mean, you can alkalize, you can make alkaline water anyway, putting in baking soda, lemon juice and stuff, but it's not the real thing. To get the health benefits, you need the alkaline ionized water.
Okay, so before we get into that, are you north of 65 yet?
In age, yes. I turned 67 in May, Mitch.
Well, okay, I'm talking to a man who's 67, but he looks about 37. And have you not been to the doctor since you were 18? Is that still the case?
Yep, actually 17. I had to get a physical to play high school football. That's the last time I had to go.
Now, I know you went for a heart scan once, but that's different. That's a voluntary thing.
Yeah.
And they found, like, no plaque, right?
No plaque, no lesions, no calcification, no blockage. 0.00 blockage on all 12 scores. And they said, based on my gender and age group, that 99% of the U.S. population was at a greater risk of heart attack than I was. And it said the percentage of people with a lower risk was 0.00. So I was happy with that because I have a complete family history of heart disease. You know, my dad had heart disease. My brothers had a stroke. Both my grandfathers died of heart attacks. Several of my cousins and uncles, and runs in our family like most people, but it's nice to know I don't have any risk for it at all. And I attribute it, of course, to drinking this incredible water.
Well, are you going to live to be 150, Stu, do you think? Or, I mean, do you have any thoughts about that? Or, I mean,
no, Mitch, I don't think I'm going to. It's not realistic, but I do fully plan to be well over 100, you know, maybe 110, 120. And, you know, the Lord willing, I don't have an accident or something,
right,
but my body should hold up that long.
It would really suck if you hit by a truck at 108. I mean, let's hope that doesn't happen.
I think at any age that's going to suck.
That would suck, exactly right. But, Sue, okay, we don't have a lot of time, but you're going to have a talk tomorrow night, Babes on the Sports Grill Bar on Schrader Road by the Vitense Golf Land, 6:30 tomorrow night, Babes. You're going to talk about alkaline water.
And Babe's Grill and Bar at 5614 Schrader Road, tomorrow night, 6:30, Thursday night.
Yes, and you are, you did a demonstration about if you put the water in various liquids or sodas and so forth, it changes the color. So it's the pH level. And so if it's a rusty orangey kind of color, it's acidic. And if it's blue, it's alkaline. And you're trying to neutralize the acid in people's bodies if they drink soda or all these things over the years, right? The acid,
that's right, Mitch.
Acid waste and buildup, which, you know, causes things to break down faster, right? So tell me briefly what the alkaline water does for you and how it happens without going into too much detail.
All right. Well, Mitch, you did a very good summary of it there. What happens is, as we age, we're exposed to so many poisons and toxins in our water supply, in our food supply, the air we breathe, you know, the dietary habits we have, the foods, junky things we eat that we know we shouldn't, and they all have an effect of acidifying the body. There's a balance in nature between acid and alkaline, and when you're acidic, you know, acid corrodes and eats away, and it does that to your cells and your tendons and your organs and your glands, and it literally is the aging and disease process. When you're alkaline, you're healthy. So this alkaline ionized water, it has five special properties. The first one is that it's a concentrated source of the alkaline minerals that the body needs to neutralize acid waste. And very simply, when you neutralize acid waste and clean it out of the body, your body's then able to heal itself. The body's really designed to self-heal on a cellular level, but here's the simplest way to say it. The body cannot use its God-given ability to self-heal when it's acidic, toxic, and dehydrated. And almost everybody's going through life acidic, toxic, and dehydrated, because of our lifestyles, what we're eating, what we're drinking, the stress we live under. But if you can change that, Mitch, if you can make your cells and your body alkaline, well hydrated, and detoxify, that unleashes the magic ability of the body to self-heal.
It's never too late, right? Never too late, Stu? I mean, you know.
Absolutely never too late. I mean, I've actually seen people in hospice care, on their deathbed, where they were given up on and sent home to die, cancer and 5 organs, stuff like that. One lady had been in a wheelchair with multiple sclerosis for 6 years, literally in hospice care on the morphine, where you know how that ends. It never ends well.
And we're not making any medical claims here. We can't do that. The FTC is watching.
We specifically don't make any medical claims. And I'll say that right now. We don't claim the water heals people or cures people or treats disease or prevents any kind of disease. We don't imply it. All we say is that the body is designed to self-heal on a cellular level, and this water helps get the body back into the balance that it needs to be in so that it can use its own ability to self-heal. And it does it more effectively than any medication or any food or any supplement or any herb. Water is life, Mitch. And when you put perfect water in your body, it makes all the difference in the world in your health.
So if I went home tonight, because I bought a machine, I should tell the people, if I drank like 3 or 4 16-ounce glasses of alkaline water, I'd be on my way, as to.
Oh, you'd be feeling great, Mitch. Matter of fact, if you went out and partied and had too much to drink and you don't want to have a hangover, drink 2 or 3 big glasses of that water. You wake up in the morning, no hangover.
Well, I like that. All those days are kind of behind me, but still.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm fired up now. I'm going to go home and have 3 or 4 glasses and just keep swigging them down. But I know critics would say, or doubters would say, wouldn't it just go through you, Stu, and just kind of go out the one end?
Yes, it does. The more liquid you drink, the more you're going to urinate. But really, you should be smiling the more you urinate, because that's how the body heals. The body heals by getting the acid, waste, and toxins out of the body, and that's exactly what you're doing when you're urinating. So the more you're urinating, the more you're flushing out, the more you're cleaning out your system. And the more you clean out your system, the healthier you're going to be and the longer you're going to live.
What if you're just old and your prostate gets too big, huh? How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, there's lots of toxins and environmental things that cause the prostate to swell. Hormonal imbalances can cause it to swell. The water literally helps it.
Really?
I mean, it literally helps.
Well, man, I'm going to just drink that like it's going out of style here, because I make several trips now, as I'm sure the people want to know about. But
well, that's what I do, Mitch. I drink about 7 quarts a day. You know, on an off day, I might only get 6. If I go out to Palm Desert, it's 115 degrees, and I'm golfing in that heat all day, I might drink 3 gallons.
Are you going to play golf again in Palm Desert in August?
Yes, August 1st, I'm going out for 8 days.
Eight days?
Yep, I'm doing seminars right now, and I get home on the 29th, late at night, back to California on Saturday, and Tuesday morning we're heading out to Palm Desert for vacation. So it'll be 117, 115, 118, and it's great because those courses are too expensive for me, you know, in the prime season. But in the summer when it's that hot, nobody else wants to go out there, so you can play them for next to nothing, and I love it.
Palm Desert.
I go out from noon to 6 every day. I play 6 hours straight of golf. I hit a bucket of balls, practice my putting, and it's literally between 115, 117, 118. It doesn't faze me. And I'm 67. It doesn't even faze me because I take 1.5 gallons of water with me and I just drink all day.
You just drink that water in the cart.
It takes care of you.
Hope you're wearing a hat.
If you're optimally hydrated, that's one of the things that water does. Yes, I do wear a hat. If you're optimally hydrated, water, you know, it regulates your body. It regulates your temperature.
Well, so it's not too hot for you. You don't worry about, you know, sweating profusely, which I'm sure you do, but who cares, right? I mean,
It's too hot if you don't have our water, Mitch. If I didn't have this special water, I could not do it, and I would never try. I'm not crazy. No way I'm going out in 120 degrees for 6 hours in the sun at my age if I don't have an advantage.
You're bringing
the
water.
The water's my great advantage in life and health.
All right.
Anybody that wants to stay healthy, get this water in your life. Anybody.
And avoid
it's just amazing.
Avoid a whole pizza at midnight. You're probably better off that way too. You know. So.
No. Hey, Mitch, real quickly, you asked me about the properties. I only talked about it being alkaline, but I'll just briefly touch. It's also a very powerful, as a matter of fact, the most effective and powerful antioxidant in the world. I mean, 1 glass of the water has the antioxidant equivalent of 2 pounds of organic blueberries. It's 30 times more powerful than vitamin C as an antioxidant, so that's another great advantage. And it has the ability to detoxify your body. It cleans every organ, every gland, your colon, your liver, your bloodstream. And it's what's called microclustered, so your body absorbs it 6 times faster. That's a huge advantage.
I'm going to go home and have 4 glasses when I get home.
I just finished a quart before I called in.
Well, I've seen you operate when you're in traffic. It's pretty amazing. Now, Stu, tomorrow night, 6:30 at Babe's Grill Bar on Schrader Road. So come on out, 6:30, and see Stu give the demonstration. It's pretty incredible stuff.
Mitch, can I just give a summary overview?
We don't have time for that, but you can say theultimatehealthywater.com, right? The ultimate.
Yeah. If anybody wants to go to my website, it's the ultimate. You have to put the first. Theultimatehealthywater.com.
All right, Stu. Well, it's good for you. We don't have to give the scientific summary. It neutralizes the acid. It balances you out. It keeps you healthy. You believe. We're not making medical claims, though. But hey,
without sounding immodest, I'll just say this. Anybody that comes tomorrow night will learn the absolute cutting edge in natural health. And I don't just talk about water. I'll talk about health. And you'll learn more about what you need to do to stay healthy than anything you're going to learn the rest of your life. I really mean that.
And you are the man on health. Stu, you're 67. Him to the doctor, you're 17, and you're in great health. You don't need health care unless you're sick, and you're not sick, knock on wood. Thank you very much, Stu.
You're welcome, Mitch. We'll thanks for having me, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, buddy.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, thanks a lot. Thanks. The conspiracy guy is on deck. There's new stuff, new good stuff, on the Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Hey, looking for something different to do with your friends? You got friends in town, maybe you're celebrating something. Comedy on State is known to be one of the top three comedy clubs in the country. We handle it right because of the details. If you want to experience that yourself, MadisonComedy.com. I can't say that enough. You can get links to our text club where you can get free tickets.
For a list of upcoming comedy club performers or to purchase tickets, go to MadisonComedyClub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State, MadisonComedy.com or 256-0099.
The great Joe DiMaggio still holds the major league record for the longest hitting streak in 56 games. Bucks Takeout Pizza has a 56-year winning streak for the best thin crust pizza in the city. Bucks Pizza has a unique taste like no other. Handmade pizzas with homemade sauce and homemade sausage. Two Madison locations on University Avenue and Cottage Grove Road. Just go to BucksPizzaMadison.com. BucksPizzaMadison.com.
The all-new Mitch Hanks Show would like to thank our sponsors. We're grateful for their support of the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
At P3 Pro, we're invested in creating a dynamic video experience for our clients. Everything from planning, shooting, and editing your events, commercials, webcasts, or films. P3 Pro has 27 years of industry standard experience, working to make your vision a reality. We stand apart from your traditional run-of-the-mill production experience and create memorable, moving, breathtaking imagery that conveys your message in a powerful way. We take your vision and turn it into a work of art. The art of storytelling, the art of beautifully crafted imagery, the art of persuasion. Visit us on the web at p3pro.xyz or call 608-571-3776. That's 608-571-3776.
6AM Marketing is a Wisconsin-based ad agency that doesn't look or act like other ad agencies. They don't follow conventional thinking and constantly push themselves and their clients to test the bounds of how far they can go. The result is relationships that have lasted more than 10 years. Clients refer to 6AM and their work as fresh, insightful, strategic, edgy, and creative. 6AM shows customers why your products and services are better than the competition. 6AM's brand smart process helps you establish your brand in the market for years to come. With a client's marketing team by its side, 6AM digs for the business problem the client is trying to solve and the business goals and objectives they hope to achieve, examining the market, competitors, the brand's consumers, and messaging to define a brand proposition that is both compelling and unique to the market. 6AM Marketing. They do it differently, and they do it well. Go to 6ammarketing.com. That's www.6ammarketing.com.
Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
Such mellow music for my next guest, Jim Fetzer, the conspiracy guy, who I brought back because you're so fired up, you had a little medical procedure, right? So you're having some trouble talking, but you are standing up to the challenge because there was there not another WikiLeaks dump, Jim?
Well, it's better than that, Mitch. There are three explosive stories, but before we get there, our friend Rolf Lundgren just called me with the latest stunning headlines from CNN.
Oh, yes?
Putin has ties to Russia. And
very
Trump
funny.
Aware of Putin's ties to Russia.
Putin has ties to Russia. There you go. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Say goodnight, Gracie.
And Trump is aware of them, Mitch.
Yes, I know. But so what's new, Jim? I mean, what's the juice?
Well, there are three absolutely astonishing stories that have come out now. The first is veteran intelligence professionals for Sanity have determined that the hacked emails were downloaded locally and at a rate that would have been impossible for a distant server, which means we have another scientific and technical proof that the Russian hacking meme was a fabrication. John Podesta and Robbie Mook devised it to explain away Hillary's embarrassing loss
to divert attention
from their disconcerting contents to undermine the prospects for improving relations with Russia.
Jim, hold on. The intelligence people were saying it was the Russians before the election.
No. This isn't Paul Craig Roberts. The conspiracy to remove Trump from the presidency quotes it. I checked it. I've read it.
Well, no, I know they said that. I know they did. They devised that as part of their post-election strategy. But the U.S. government was saying before that that the Russians were hacking and meddling.
Yeah, but they weren't. I mean, here you got to prove, based upon the metadata, that the hacking was taking place too fast and that it was done locally. That means it wasn't done from a distance, which would take much longer.
No, in other words, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, the second is from WikiLeaks, indeed, as you suggest, emails showing that CNN, NBC, and The Washington Post were in collusion with the DNC to create the impression that Trump was a weak candidate for the benefit of Hillary's campaign. There are multiple sources on this story, Mitch, but it's stunning. They were in contact asking the DNC what questions they should ask the various candidates.
Oh, sure.
There was a lot of back and forth in collusion. Incredibly
well, we saw that in the previous batch of emails. There was collaboration and dinner parties. But give me the third thing, Jim.
The third is that Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT guy was arrested at Dulles attempting to flee the country. As Zero Hedge has explained, smashing the DNC hard drives after they had been taken into police custody appears to have been an attempt to conceal a major blackmail operation where the DNC was recording conversation and tweets on the blackberries used by members of Congress. And there's a brand new story that they were covering 150 different members of Congress, Mitch.
Oh, boy, Jim. Pretty good stuff, man. You sound good after your medical thing. I can't hear a thing. You know, you sound
pretty
good.
Well, that's great. That's great, Mitch. And if anyone wants to check them out, they're the latest three blogs on jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. I put them all there for convenience and because they're important. They really shatter this whole thing to pieces, just like the book Shattered explained that Robbie Mook and John Podesta had made up the Russian hacking meme within 24 hours of Hillary's concession speech to cover all the bases, to make it look as though they had not been at fault for her disastrous campaign. And Rolf, by the way, also mentioned Hillary has a new book coming out, blaming it all on Russian hacking and James Comey.
Okay. Well, we should say for the record that you have are lifelong or longtime progressive, right, Jim? I mean, you voted for Obama twice. And
yes, Bill Clinton. I had voted Democratic in every presidential election until this last one, Mitch.
Well, there you have it.
I regard myself as an FDR-JFK Democrat. I believe in all the social programs that benefit the American people, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment insurance, workman's compensation. But you know, Hillary is such a disaster. Her history of corruption.
Well, what's going to happen? But I don't think a lot of people don't care because she's not the president, Jim. And I've heard that said many times. And my sister, my aunts.
No, I'm explaining why I couldn't vote for the Democratic
candidate. Oh, I see. You're not.
But I'll tell you this. I would have gladly voted for Bernie Sanders. I think that the DNC shot themselves in the foot because if they'd simply allowed Bernie to win the nomination, where they stole 13 primaries away from him and gave them to Hillary, I believe he'd be the president of the United States today because there was sufficient overlap between the Donald and Bernie's foreign policy, especially related to the Middle East. And his social programs are much more in tune with my own views than I would.
I'm sure they are, but Jim, Hillary crushed him in the South, the Southern states.
But Mitch, you got to go back and review how much of that was fabricated. You know, we had this investigation about illegitimate votes. You know, fraudulent votes, and I don't understand why.
I'm glad you said votes and not something else.
Why they're still insisting that there was no evidence of it, because we have Jerry Brown in 2015 passing the motor voter law that allows the individuals, when they obtain a driver's license, to be automatically registered to vote, which sounds fine, except that in California, illegal aliens are allowed to obtain driver's license, and therefore...
Well, Jim, you've gone full bore on this. Of course... We're never going to see an East L.A. audit, are we, Jim? I mean, so I don't know what will ever happen because the...
Well, the fact is there's a massive evidence. Remember when Jill Stein brought about the review of the vote in Pennsylvania, Michigan,
yeah,
and Wisconsin?
Yeah, I used to have a crush on her, but it kind of faded, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but in Pennsylvania they couldn't do it at all because the touchscreen votes don't allow recount, which in my opinion makes them unconstitutional on their face.
See, California's iffy, California.
Yeah, in Wisconsin, there was very much in sync. Trump actually picked up 175 votes. But in Michigan, Mitch, they found precincts that had voted 95% for Hillary had ballot boxes stuffed after the count. The massive effort to defraud, the voters in Michigan was established during Jill Stein's recount. I did a program with Richard Charnin about the theft of the election, where it was all set up for Hillary. It was simply that the outlying areas, the rural areas, came in so strong for Trump they were unable to pull it off.
The Furman Fleet hats and the flannel shirts, there you go. Well, I tell you, you're onto it, Jim. I don't want to overwork you because of the condition, but you're fired up. And so are we going to be seeing stuff like this on CNN, or is this going to be on your stuff? I mean, you know,
the mainstream media is doing everything it can to neglect and ignore this massive body of proof. I mean, these stories are so stunning. I encourage everyone in the audience to go to my blog and check them out.
Well,
they're
Jim,
there on
I hope
convenient location, Mitch.
I know, but I hope we see some of it in the quote mainstream media. We're going to see something. You said CNN was quoted earlier, so. Well, no, you said Rolf called and said CNN had a headline.
Right. They had a headline that Putin has ties to Russia.
Oh, that's a joke. I see. Well, I know it was a joke, but so we don't have anything from CNN.
CNN is massively corrupt, totally CIA, totally Hillary, 100%.
It's all that way. You're the man. You're the conspiracy guy, and that's why you're there.
I appreciate that, Mitch.
Well, Jim,
on my various programs, but, you know, the American people need to understand all the evidence is dovetailing and converging on how the DNC sought to stack the deck and guarantee Hillary would be the next president. It's astonishing it didn't play out that way.
Well, we'll see how it trickles out, because maybe Jeff Sessions will try to keep his job by doing the investigations of the DNC, so we have the Banana Republic thing in full swing. Jim Fetzer, we thank you so much, and give me the moonrocks.com. What's the website?
Moonrockbooks.com, Mitch. Moonrockbooks.com.
Moonrockbooks.com. Moonrockbooks.com. Hey, they dumped some, they released some more JFK documents. You see that, Jim?
Yeah, so far there doesn't appear to be anything very significant, Mitch, but they've had a lot of years to tidy them up.
I bet. All right, we'll see you in the grassy knoll for a sandwich.
You got it, my friend.
All right, see you, Jim.
Bye now.
Boy, he's fired up. Is he fired up?
Always.
Is he passionate?
Yes.
See, he's a lifelong progressive, but he's into the whole thing with... I don't think he sees the Hillary stuff. He sees Clinton conspiracies, and I mean, we'll come back. We'll sum things up here on the latest excitement. The way Trump's handling the Attorney General and this concept of running it like a business, I'm going to pick up on that. Your calls, too. The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
This is Pete Gunderson. Pre-planning a life celebration doesn't necessarily mean prepaying. At Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, we offer a variety of affordable options that you can pre-arrange for free. It's pre-planning without the worry of prepaying. Learn more at GundersonFH.com, your hometown life celebration center. Gunderson Funeral Home.
If you operate a business, you know there is no one-size-fits-all solution for today's technology challenges. MadisonGeeks.com plans, services, and installs technologies for small and medium businesses like network systems, servers, firewalls, wireless access points, telecommunications, security, remote service options, and business productivity solutions. MadisonGeeks.com is your IT staff. They take time to sit down to discuss your needs and present cost-effective solutions. With a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating, they are your trusted IT outsource partner. Expect less downtime. Faster resolutions lead to more productivity. Fewer day-to-day issues. Their proactive maintenance helps prevent issues from occurring. MadisonGeeks.com also offers computer and laptop service and repair. Madison Geeks are there to help. They're known for their candid, friendly approach and reliable, ready response. Check them out online at MadisonGeeks.com.
This is the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
When it comes to telephone on-hold advertising, some commonly asked questions are, why do we need an on-hold message? How do we write a script? How long should the message be? How does the message get played? How much does it cost? I'm Bob of Abella Creative Services, and a telephone on-hold message speaks directly to your target audience while they're on hold with your company. Continuously advertises only your business without the clutter of competitive ads and for just a fraction of conventional advertising costs. At Bob Abella Creative Services, we'll help you draft a well-written script, provide the appropriate announcer, music, or sound effects, and the studio time and expertise to put it all together. We'll also provide you with any special equipment you might need to play your on-hold message. Even though we probably have more experience than most other on-hold message companies, we'll cost you less. Let Bob Abella Creative Services stretch your advertising dollar with an on-hold message that provides your customers with real, actionable solutions to their problems. Bob Abella Creative Services gets results. Just send us an email at bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. That's bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. Mitch Hank for Atterbury, Cameron, Hague.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Hague. Eric, is it true you've never taken a check from a client in 20 years?
We only get paid if we win, and 20 years of practicing law, I've never had a client to have to pay me for their time.
You don't take every case, quality over quantity?
Some of the bigger firms that do a lot of advertising are trying to take in as many cases as they can, as fast as they can. We actually reject more cases than we accept. We're trying to take a case where we can give it the time it deserves to be properly managed and litigated to get it ready for trial. Once you get beyond that number, the quality can suffer. So we're looking to provide high-quality legal service, and it's not about the numbers. We want to do those cases that we do have right.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury, Cameron, Hague and reach them at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, boys and girls, Jim is kind of passionate, but he's entertaining. I like the passion, and I like to put in some conspiracy stuff in there. Keeps it kind of lively. Otherwise, what would the world be like without conspiracy theories? I mean, it'd kind of be a boring place, wouldn't it? As a kid, people would go to movies, and I'd be in line. I'll never forget. the movie was China Syndrome. And my sister and I were going, and my mother was there. And this was 1979. I was 17 or 18 or whatever. And the guy in front said, two for China. And it was China Syndrome. Two for China. Two. We still to this day laugh about two for China. China. Two for China. And then you walk out of the movie, and you see somebody at the walking out. What'd you think? Or like I would say to my dad, and I'd say, what'd you think of the movie? And he would say, and other people say this too, oh, it was different. And I think,
yeah.
What, did you want it to be the same? It was different. What does that mean? That's really not descriptive. You know, and also this Trump stuff, the hatred is so deep in my family, you know, my sister, my aunts, my daughter, I mean, they're so upset with Trump on various things, you know, and I realize when I talk to other people who think, you know, he's fine and they're all against the liberal media, and I grew up, I guess my father, when I was a child, was more Republican. My mother was a hardcore liberal Democrat who liked Bernie Sanders. And toward the end, I would say, well, you know, it's more fun to be a socialist if you're on the receiving end. She'd go, you have to worry about that. You'll never have to worry about that. Mom could always cut to the chase, shouldn't she? But this Trump thing with Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, I mean, does it... Wall Street Journal this morning, and they talk about, well, he was the first senator to endorse you at a time when no one else took you seriously, and he stuck his neck out. And Trump goes, well, I was in Mobile. I had 40,000 people, and sure, he probably thought, well, I better endorse him. Well, I think the last time he ran, Sessions had like 90-some percent of the vote in Alabama. He didn't need Trump. And I'm thinking, man, is that throwing somebody under the bus? It's not a case of being loyal to a person who stuck his neck out. And then somebody said, well, he may be doing that to get him to do what he wants on other things. And somebody said, well, if Trump wanted to get rid of Sessions, he'd be gone by now. Does that make sense? He'd be gone by now if Trump wanted to get rid of him. So, which then says he's manipulating the media and Twitter and news conferences by attacking Sessions and humiliating Sessions to get Sessions to do what he wants. So that's kind of a step and fetch it kind of thing. You know, it kind of reminds me of the story, and I interned under the 40-plus year voice of Indiana football basketball. When I interned there, he'd been doing it for maybe, I don't know, 10, 11 years. And he told me a story. There was a guy that did the Bob Knight television show, Indiana coach Bob Knight, who could be tyrannical and loud and profane. And this guy did his television show called The Bob Knight Show and Chuck Marlowe. And Bob Knight would treat him horribly, like he was just a bellhop. Just treat him, And after a loss, it was horrible. And Chuck would have to stay up till like 2 in the morning and tape it for the next morning. And my guy that I interned, he told me they were playing golf one time. Chuck Marlowe, this TV host, and Bob Knight and Don Fisher and some other guy were playing golf. And Bobby Knight threw his club in the tree. He got mad and threw his club in the tree. And the club stayed in the tree. And according to legend, Bob Knight looked at Chuck Marlowe and said, go get that for me, will you, Chuck? And Chuck Marlowe climbed into the tree and got the club.
Wow.
Now, at that point, would you not say, that's it? I may have a job, I may have a guy's income, I may have a good family, but I'm not going to climb the tree to get this club. I mean, Dean Martin would stand up to Frank Sinatra. He's the only one who did. Dean Martin's the only person that Sinatra couldn't just bully around. And he respected Dean for that. I mean, there comes a point when you have to have some sort of self-respect, some form of dignity. And I remember when my son was 16, be on the phone and he would be groveling to his girlfriend because he probably kissed somebody else at a party. Now they know about it within 8 seconds on texting and, you know, email or whatever it was at the time.
Instantly.
Yeah, and I remember him groveling at 16. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll never do it again. In fact, at one point he said, I promise I'll change. So I look up from a book and I said, I'm sorry. There's only so much I can take. You're 16 years old. You haven't lived yet. Why would you grovel? Have some self-respect. Have some dignity on the phone. And he just looked at me and said, Dad, where's your girlfriend?
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, kids are going to be so cruel.
Yep.
And I would say, that's not fair. You know I have to pay. I'm sorry. See, that wasn't, well, we're off camera. Right? So we'll have to look over and see how many people we have in the live chat. I'm guessing it's not a huge number. So why does Facebook Live just go off, you know, unexpectedly?
Internet.
Really?
Yep.
It's kind of a reality of the world, isn't it?
Kind of, yep. Especially after a two-hour
podcast. I'm going to go to 2 hours of...
Yeah.
Well, the conspiracy guy knocked it off. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he's in there with the Pizzagate or whatever the hell it is. You
hacked
know?
It. Hacked it.
I don't think we... Let's see, I went to Madison Talks and I got some weird thing too. I'm just curious, because we used to have, when we did the show every morning for a while at 8, we had a constant core of listeners every day. And now we, do I, where do I, oh, I hit live and I'll see. I'm not going to give the number because the number may not be what we want because we're scaling down right now because we're kind of retooling, and we're going to be coming out with a big announcement here soon. There we have it. Thanks for listening to us on Madison Talks. Thank you, Mike, and myself, and whoever else might want to be on there.
Yeah.
But, no, we will, in fact, have... Oh, by the way, I sent a link of a couple of podcasts we did today with Rob... Rob Vogel on golf and Justin Spieth, or Jordan Spieth. He thinks the greatest thing is sliced bread. And I sent that link to some people. I'm gonna post that link onto Facebook. Also, we did one with Bill McCashin on Trump and the Republicans and healthcare. So I can just go to that earlier link. Do we have a label on that, Mike?
Yep, it's all ready to rock.
So I just post it, and life is good.
Yep, the golf one's called for, and the bill's called Trump Duck.
Trump Duck?
Trump Talk.
Oh, Trump Talk.
Trump Duck.
Do you have the joke? Well, we're kind of talking to each other right now, aren't we? Guy is in heaven. He's in there, and St. Peter's like, look, you got to be careful. God loves ducks, and if you step on a duck, something bad's going to happen.
Okay.
So be careful. Have you heard this joke?
No.
Well, one day a man fell down and actually fell on a duck.
Oh, no.
Next thing you know, this woman is coming over, this older, heavier, angry battle axe of a woman is handcuffed to the guy for eternity. Another day goes by, a guy just kind of trips and steps on a duck's foot. Next thing you know, it's an ugly, mean, angry woman comes over, older, and just is handcuffed to the guy forever. And a week later, this guy is sitting on the corner, and a woman comes over, beautiful, voluptuous, gorgeous woman, handcuffs to this man. And he says, oh, my God. You're so gorgeous, and what did I ever do to deserve you? She goes, I don't know what you did, but I stepped on a duck.
Oh.
You know, Was the one Brian Beebe told last week about the helicopter? You got it down?
Yeah, that one's great.
Go ahead and tell it if you can, because I forget it. But.
So Ethel and George, they meet at the state fair. They meet at the state fair when they're real young, and for decades and decades, George just wants to go on this helicopter ride that costs $50. And every time he asks Ethel, he's like, can we go? And he's like, no, sorry, honey, $50 is $50.
Yeah.
So this goes on and on and on, and finally they're at the end of their days, and it's a new helicopter pilot, and he overhears this conversation. He's like, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'll take you up for free, but all of the comms are recorded, so you guys just can't say a word. Like, otherwise,
what's recorded?
The comms, you know, their head comms. So you know, you can't say anything, otherwise I'll get in trouble for taking you up for free.
Oh, I see.
So they go, and the helicopter guy thinks to himself, I'm going to give these people the ride of their lives. So they're flipping around and doing all these like crazy things in the air, these maneuvers, and they land. They get done. And the pilot says, wow, I just can't believe it. I thought for sure you guys were gonna be yelling, screaming back there. And George doesn't say anything. And the pilot says, okay, we're good. The comms are down. We're not recording anymore. He's like, thanks, thank goodness. He's like, man, I couldn't believe he didn't say anything. He's like, well, I was about to say something when Ethel fell out of the helicopter. Yeah. But you know what? $50 is $50.
$50 is $50. Now, again, and you hear, they tell that joke, and, you know, the obvious response would be it's a misogynist joke, because the butt of the joke is the wife. And you tell a joke like that, you run the risk of offending people, but
they just flip it around.
I'm looking at our live chat total, and, you know, we don't have a lot of people listening to us right now. We had more of a crowd on. I love the one guy that said, what kind of a show is this? What kind of a show is this? Talking. We thank Bob Keller for the space here on West Washington Avenue. Keller Real Estate Group, with spots like Washington Court and Tuscan Place and Whitcomb Square on the west side for seniors. Thank you, Mike Brockenfeld, for being our engineer. Also, Bob Abella. The Wide World of Radio coming up with Jack Benny and George Burns and Gracie Allen and Al Jolson and all the greats from the 30s and 40s, coming up live, not live, but on MadisonTalks.com. We will see you next time on The Mitch Hanks Show.